Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It's questionable as to how many Americans are really watching or even paying attention to the impeachment proceedings currently underway in the nation's capital. Most people would say they're boring. Senate members are offered coffee just outside of the chamber doors or candy inside the chambers to get that sugar rush to stay awake. Democrats have placed their bets on these proceedings and just may have crapped out. Reuters News is hardly a nonpartisan organization, but they've come out with their latest poll that suggests Americans are not only largely following the proceedings, but want to see new witnesses testify in the trial. What is true is that Democrats could have called more witnesses as part of their hearing process, but opted to only choose certain witnesses to testify. None of their so-called witnesses had any firsthand knowledge of alleged crimes by Donald Trump and his administration. From the so-called whistleblower all the way on down, everyone suggested that they talked to someone who heard something, or they talked to someone who talked to someone else who said there was illegal activity that emanated from the Oval Office. According to Democrat press conferences held after the various hearings, no one testified they had direct knowledge of any illegal activity by Donald Trump. No one ever testified they had knowledge that Donald Trump violated the Constitution, broke any laws, or violated any mandatory congressional directives at any time. It's all about hearsay, rumor, and innuendo. So what's this charade all about? Democrats sought to muddy Donald Trump's reputation during the 2 years of the Mueller investigation. They swore there was evidence of Donald Trump's collusion with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential campaign. And after those 2 years plus, nothing came out of the Mueller investigation. That, of course, didn't matter to Congressmen Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. They claimed they saw evidence of Trump's collusion and obvious guilt. They lied. There was no there. So now they've concocted this latest distraction to cover up their own lies and try to make the marker further toward their goal of getting Trump out of office sooner than later. Sooner or later means getting Donald Trump out of office before the upcoming presidential election, because they know if they don't succeed in their impeachment attempt, Trump is geared to win re-election. Congressman Al Green and others have said that is exactly the point. So what about calling witnesses? The poll only suggests that those being questioned want to hear from those people who have been designated as potential witnesses from the Democrat Party. According to the poll, there is no real interest in hearing from any of the people who Republicans have suggested they would like to call. So the Reuters poll is a non-starter. As has been previously stated, if Democrats want to call witnesses, they should be open to Republicans calling witnesses they deem to be necessary to defend their position. It cannot be a one-way street, regardless of the Reuters poll. If the country is indeed tuned into the proceedings and is paying attention to what's going on, they will want to see a truly fair and balanced event. If the country is not as tuned in as some of the other polls suggest, the outcome is what might be the most important issue. What people will be asking for many years to come is, was there really ever a case to be made against Donald Trump, or was it just a political effort to get Trump out of office before the November election? The outcome of the current proceedings and the general election will combine to answer those questions. But what is sure is that nearly half the country will never be satisfied. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.